What if your migraines aren't just triggered by what you eat or do, but by invisible mental loops running in the background all day long? Welcome to Migraine Heroes, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines with years of pain, misunderstanding, and lack of answers. I'm Diane Ducarme. I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. My mission in life? To help 1 million people. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Just to keep you fully supported, this podcast is educational. For diagnosis or medication, always work with your doctor. Now, take a breath and let's dive in. In this episode, you will learn 3 hidden mental loops that silently lower your migraine threshold, even when you think you're doing everything right. How to recognize which loop you're stuck in, and why awareness alone can start to shift your symptoms, and a simple, powerful way to interrupt these loops and bring your nervous system back to safety. Stay with me till the end, because at the end of this episode, you will be able to identify your dominant migraine loop and begin to step out of it with clarity and compassion. So if you live with migraines, you already know this. It's not just the pain, it's the mental load that comes with it, the constant analyzing, anticipating, hoping, and hurting. Over time, this creates a very specific internal environment, one that keeps your nervous system on edge. And here's the framework to understand it. The 3 migraine mental loops framework, they're not just thoughts, they are repeating neurological patterns that influence your brain excitability and your body's stress response. So let's explore them. The loop number 1 is the I thought it was my fault loop. It's sort of a self-blame loop. So one of the most painful parts of living with migraine is the quiet belief that it might be your fault. You check everything, like the food, the sleep, the stress, the weather. And when the migraine still comes, the mind goes, what did I do wrong this time? And the cycle is, I have a migraine, therefore I search for my mistake. Therefore, I restrict myself. Therefore, I stress. Therefore, I have a new migraine. And from a scientific perspective, this loop is driven by error prediction systems in the brain. There's some research in Nature Reviews Neurology that shows that chronic pain patients have heightened activity in regions responsible for detecting errors and assigning meaning to pain. And this is going to lead to over-attribution, like linking migraines to personal actions, even when causality isn't clear. And the result is you increase cognitive load and stress, both of which are known to lower migraine threshold. The second loop is the always one step away loop. Even on a good day, part of your mind might be scanning, will it come today? You're having a good day, and that anxiety is coming kind of to ruin it. So this is anticipatory anxiety. And so the cycle goes like this. You have pain, therefore you have the fear of the next attack. Therefore, you're hyper-monitoring. Therefore, the nervous system is getting tensed. Therefore, that lowers your threshold. Therefore, for any other trigger, you get a migraine. And the loop is deeply rooted in that predictive coding, the brain's attempt to anticipate threats. And so according to some research, like for example in the Journal of Neuroscience, anticipation of pain can activate similar neural pathways as the pain itself. So even when you're not in pain, your brain may be preparing for it. So this creates increased muscle tension, heightened sensory sensitivity, and a persistently activated stress response, all of which makes your system more vulnerable. And then there's a third loop, the loop of hope and disappointment. You try something new and you feel hopeful, this might be the thing, and then the migraine comes back. And the cycle is, I have hope, therefore I'm going to put in effort. Therefore, I might very well relapse. Therefore, I feel discouraged. Therefore, my nervous system is fatigued. Therefore, I have a migraine more easily. This loop is emotionally draining and it physiologically is so impactful. It's interesting because, you know, when we work with people, we can get to a stage where people get a full month without a single migraine and we're happy and they're happy. And then something can hit. It can be a factor, a single factor, or a combination of factors. For example, she is getting a cold or COVID, or she gets into a really big fight with someone who's very toxic. She kickstarts perimenopause almost from one day to the next. She has seasonal allergies. She's traveling for work. She's solo parenting. And then one of these things or a combination of them suddenly hits and she goes backwards. And we know in that moment that it's extremely important. We'd be incredibly supportive because it feels, I had massive hope. Was this just a big coincidence? To the point that nowadays we mention those as unbalancers, things that will tip you off balance when you have reached balance so that you can balance back very fast. These repeated cycles of hope and disappointment are linked to dopaminergic fluctuations, the brain's reward system. And according to Neuron, when expected reward fails to occur, the brain experiences a prediction error, which can lead to emotional stress and reduced motivation. And over time, this creates learned helplessness, a concept described by Seligman, where the system becomes fatigued and less resilient to stressors. And again, this is going to lower the migraine threshold. So what's the big picture? All of these three loops share one thing in common. They keep your nervous system in a state of chronic tension and vigilance. So it's not just what you eat or do. It's the state of your system and the state your system is living in. There's a quiet story in the Taoist philosophy about a man who carried a cup of water everywhere he went. He held it carefully, watching it constantly, afraid it might spill. And when he walked, he adjusted his steps. And when the wind blew, he tightened his grip. And when others spoke to him, he barely listened. His attention was on the water. And over time, his hand began to tremble. The more he tried to keep the water still, the more it moved. In Eastern thought, the mind is often compared to water, not because it should be still, but because it moves best when it's not being forced. And suffering does not come from movement itself, but from the effort to control movement. If we look at the first pattern, the tight grip, there's a saying that says the more you try to straighten the river, the more it resists. When you search for the cause again and again, when you replay, analyze, correct, it's like trying to hold the river in place. But rivers are not meant to be solved. They're meant to be followed. And so tension appears not as failure, but as friction against what is moving. The second pattern is the listening for the thunder. In Zen, there's a teaching that says the anxious mind hears a thunder in a clear sky. When you begin to anticipate pain, the mind leans forward into the future. It starts listening for something that is not yet there. And in doing so, it leaves the present moment slightly behind, not dramatically, but just enough that the body no longer feels fully safe where it is. And so it prepares, not because the danger is here, but because attention has moved away from now. So the third pattern is chasing the horizon. So there's sort of another quiet idea in Eastern philosophy that I really like is hope that pulls you forward can also pull you away from yourself. So when you place your energy into this will fix me, you begin to walk towards the horizon. But the horizons move. And so each time you arrive, they are still just out of reach. And this creates a subtle exhaustion, not just for your body. And I feel I really relate to that because migraine is a moving target. And trust me, in the Migraine Heroes app, we do everything to be able to swiftly move it with you so that at all times you know what's happening, you can explain things and you know what to do to prevent them. And oh my God, this is hard and intense. So bear with us. We're coming, we're marching, we're determined. We're using all of the technology possible in the world. This is complex. And so it really resonates. We're trying to put the load on the machine and not in your brain so it doesn't exhaust you as much. So today, simply try to notice which loop you're in without trying to fix it. Just name it. Ah, this is the self-blame loop, or ah, this is the anticipation loop. And then you can take one small step that does the opposite of that loop. For self-blame, you can choose self-compassion. For anticipation, you can return to the present moment. And for disappointment, you can do something gently nourishing without expectations. This small shift begins to signal safety to your nervous system. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you're resilient, and you're not alone. Keep rising, my green hero.